Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The indictment has been upheld against Brian Koberger. The judge in the grand jury indictment of Brian Koberger, charged with the murder of the four University of Idaho students, was conducted properly and will stand, according to the judge. Koberger's defense team had filed motions to dismiss the indictment, claiming evidence was withheld from grand jurors, juror bias, and insufficient evidence for the indictment. That's what was up, and the judge said, nope, everything was done properly and the way it should have been. We're going to talk about that, as well as the house on King Road and if it should or should not stay standing. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us for this conversation. Jennifer, let's start with the indictment being upheld, those arguments that were being made by the defense about the evidence being withheld, grand juror bias and such. Was there ever any legs to any of that in your opinion? Or is this just the work of a defense attorney, a good defense attorney, going on every road they possibly can to vigorously defend their client?
Option B, Tony. This really never had any meat on the bone. In fact, they tried to go back years and years ago to a statute regarding what probable cause that it really should be beyond a reasonable doubt to reach a grand jury indictment. I mean, that's how far they were trying to reach to put some meat on their arguments. But nevertheless, I think all of us expected that the indictment to be upheld.
Yeah.
And we would have all, I think it would have been a jaw-dropping moment to have anything other than that happen. But I agree with you. It is a great legal strategy. They're trying to draw this out. Look, the longer this thing goes, the more chance that witnesses, their memories fade, mm-hmm. something happens to them, they're not around, the law enforcement moves on to other things. It's just so much in the defense's, interest for this thing to drag out. And they are going to drag this out ad nauseum for years.
And that's the crazy thing about all this. I mean, how far can one continue to drag something like this out? I know he's obviously waived his rights to a speedy trial, but I mean, at some point, this has to end up in a courtroom unless he accepts some sort of a plea deal or something of that sort. Are they trying to play a long game for something like that to take place? Or is it exactly what you just said? Let's let time kind of heal things or memories fade a little bit. And maybe it won't have quite the impact in the courtroom that it would if it were to go to trial like right now.
That's exactly what the defense wants. You are not going to see the prosecution ask for any continuances once a trial date has been set. That's just not going to happen. You're going to see. Hello?
Yep, you're there.
Tony. Oh, sorry. You're going to see the defense, however, continue to ask for. They haven't asked for continuances yet because the trial date hasn't been set. But once it's set, I would look for several instances where the defense is going to ask for continuances. Right now, the strategy is going to be to basically every piece of evidence they're going to try to have not brought into court. So you're going to see suppression hearing after suppression hearing, I believe. And they're going to do a good job. Look, this is a good crew that they've assembled. And so you ask how long? Years.
Yeah. You've been saying that from the very beginning on this. When we're talking about the pieces of evidence and the suppression hearings that, of course, will eventually come about, is there anything you're concerned with? Anything that you think may have a good possibility of the defense getting quashed and not making it to the courtroom?
Well, since so much is under seal and we can't see a lot, I'll be interested to see if there is anything that the defense ends up bringing up. I'm certainly not seeing anything now that's in the public domain, but is there anything hiding, that we're not looking at? Mm-hmm. I'll be interested to see.
It will be very interesting to see. The house on King Road also back in the conversation. We've had, I think, this conversation a few times in the last year as the possibility of it being torn down has come and gone several times. The date on it, as of our recording of this right now, December 28th, supposedly when it will be going down. The defense and the prosecution not really having any issue with it seemingly to go down, but is that the right strategy to have, especially for the prosecution, knowing just how powerful taking a jury to a location can really be in terms of helping them really see, feel, touch, taste, if you will, the environment where this crime took place?
Well, if I'm the defense team, I am on the 28th toasting this decision. I'm breaking out the champagne because it's the best thing that could happen for the defense. The prosecution, I believe, just thinks that their case is so powerful and so entrenched in terms of truth and in terms of facts that they don't need the house. I think it will be a mistake.
Yeah.
If he pleads guilty, it won't be a mistake. But if he doesn't end up pleading and this goes to trial, I think it will forever be a mistake. You talked about, you know, generically the touching, the feeling and all of that. But I think jurors are going to want to see, okay, I exit my car, I run up to the front door, or the second story door, I open that slider, I go in, I ascend stairs, mm-hmm. I go in and now I can even reenact, the stabbing.
The stabbing
of the second, and then I come back down and I stab. They need to be able to see and feel this time frame, that it can really probably all be done in actually a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Not even the amount of time that was taken. And I think jurors will want to be able to sort of feel that. And I know they have this incredible video, that they can use, but nothing is never the same to me. Ever.
I was thinking about that earlier today. I was talking about that with former FBI Robin Drake as well, about just the idea of that. They do have the video. The way I kind of explained it the best I could is, if you've been on a real estate site in the last handful of years, there's virtual tours, not just, click. It's like literally you are walking through that house. If you have a virtual headset on, you could do the same sort of thing. It's powerful, but it is not the same thing. And one has to assume the defense of Koberger is going to be bringing up logistic arguments in this of how could it have been this one man that was able to go and carry this out with one knife. And the only way, I think, to truly get a feel for that is to be able to go to that house, walk it, and see if it seems reasonable or not. In one's mind, one could say, yeah, you're probably right. It does seem impossible. But if you actually take those steps and see it, it can be incredibly powerful. I know it's an eyesore. I know it's something that it's got to be heartbreaking for those people in Moscow, Idaho, every single day. Being a small community, it's not going to be difficult to have to drive by that house or see it in some way, shape, or form on a regular basis. But are they counting their chickens before they hatched, essentially, with the urge to get this thing torn down when we really are trying to get justice here and determine if Koberger is innocent or guilty?
Well, you're right. When you weigh what the university is worried about, which is the eyesore, which is people sensationalizing it by taking pictures in front of it, you weigh that against what it could prove to be to jurors in their mind's eye and in their, you know, being able to go there and being able to hear. People say, oh, you know what, without the furniture, the acoustics aren't going to be the same, and with it all empty and with things taken out. I say to a minor degree, They want to see what it was like for Bethany Funk to be in her room and what you would hear up there. I want to hear the creaking of those stairs. Mm-hmm. I want to see the angles. How about just Dylan Mortensen's angles when she talks about, you know, she's going to address the jury, right? And she's going to say, listen, I peeked out and I saw this. They're going to want to see, oh, yeah, she could have seen that. And she could have closed the door this quickly. And he could have gotten from, you know, Xana to the door in seconds. All of that logistically is so important, and it's going to be gone.
I guess to play devil's advocate for a second, is there something the prosecution knows that we don't, that maybe the house isn't that strong of a piece of evidence? Maybe it could actually play against the prosecution. Maybe the story of how things happened, even though maybe they did happen that way, would be a little harder to believe if the jury did walk through it. Maybe the acoustics of it are very not as condensed as one may have thought they were, as they were described to be, where this could actually work in Koberger's favor as to why the prosecution is saying, yeah, cool, get rid of it, you know?
Well, you bring up such an interesting point, because certainly the conspiracy theorists who have now been, I dubbed the pro-burgers. I don't know if you're seeing that. I'm seeing that flying all over the place. But they have actually said just what you're saying.
Really?
They're saying, listen, the prosecution isn't wanting to, they want the house torn down too, because they're hiding that their scheme, you know, their philosophy on how everything went down is not going to be supported by the house. So Certainly that argument is out there.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't change the case, but I could see, you know, sometimes, yeah, places just have weird acoustics, weird things, and strange things happen in places, and it maybe doesn't necessarily support an argument, but that's kind of conjecture at that point when you're going into a house and making your judgment. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, where it plays out, and what kind of an impact it has. Again, we're, you know, like you said, we're probably talking year, two, longer until this actually gets to court.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the end of 2026. By then. And maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. But, you know, we've seen everything go in slow motion. I mean, everything is a hearing. Everything is drawn out, you know, expert witnesses, multiple people just to argue things like media presence. Mm-hmm. You know, that really wasn't necessary. This judge certainly is going to keep a tight leash on the media. And that was known from moment one. Yet we had this long drawn out media, you know, experts that were hired to make that point, a point that I think was really quite superfluous.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.